driver.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
That's nice.
Gonna be alright. It's gonna take a little time, but not, I think it'll be alright.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. I called you out the hospital while you were there. I talked to Jake. I hope that he gave you my message, because I would, as usual, been delighted to come by and see you for a few minutes if I could have. I thought that you probably were not supposed to be doing much talk anyhow, but I did. I hope that you got my message.
Yeah. I haven't done much, but I'm gonna be alright. It's just, I do mostly listening.
Yes. Well, I don't want to tire your voice at all, or tax it anyway. I had a few things on my mind which I really thought I ought to share with you. First of all, I wanted to repeat what I had sent out for when you were before you went abroad, and then I called out while you were in Korea, and called back if you came here about these appointments to the particular jobs here at the War Against Poverty. The jobs that need these appointments, the Job Corps and VISTA, are wallowing around, truthfully, Mr. President, because of a lack of top leadership in both of those programs. In the VISTA program, it's not quite so urgent as in the other one, but in the other one, it is extremely urgent. I have been talking with John Macy about this for the better part of 2 or 2.5 months, and the morale in those agencies, well, particularly, is extremely bad, and it's principally because they don't have topside guidance, which is really able to make the decisions that are needed to keep the program moving properly. I think the Job Corps has passed a big period in its history. I think the next six months, people are going to begin to find out that it is doing an extremely good job. But it can't do that without continuous topside leadership. And since the acting fellow there knows that he may not be the permanent man, he is what are these, and his authority with respect to the people who work for him is not clear, and it leaves an extremely bad atmosphere in the place. In addition to the name I sent down to you, namely Bill Kelly, who Macy, at any rate, Bert Harding, and some of the people on your staff, though, Boyer's Joe Califano and others, in addition to him, we talked to the president of Southwest College there in San Marcos. He was interested, and I think if you preferred to have him, while we could get him, he felt that he couldn't come as rapidly as we wanted somebody to take on the job. I wanted somebody to go to work there back in September. Mr. McLaughlin from over there felt that he couldn't come until maybe the middle of the year or June, and that was a little bit too long for us to wait. But if you have some misgivings about either Kelly or Kennedy or Crook or any of the other names that were suggested for your consideration, we could do something about that. But let me just say that the Job Corps desperately needs this appointment. It needs it now. My own belief is that it would be best to put Kelly in there, even if we decided to come back and put McLaughlin in there later on. Kelly would understand that. And in fact, I'm having a very difficult time keeping him in the government. In any event, he's getting offers from outside once we get on the job. So, first of all, I was hoping that you would authorize those appointments from down there at the range. I suppose they call them recess appointments, because it's...
I'm not making any of those. Who is acting on these two jobs? I thought these two men were the acting.
Well, no. Pat Kennedy is the acting director of VISTA, and a fellow named Squire, S-Q-U-I-R-E, is the acting director of the Job Corps. But truthfully, Mr. President, Squire is not capable. He was never hired with the idea that he would be the chief executive of that. He's very good as a deputy. But these new programs, like the Job Corps, don't go along quite the same as existing programs when you've been around for a long time, when an acting fellow takes them over. The Job Corps has been really without effective leadership since Frank Johnson began to fall down on the job beginning last July and August. And he sent you a letter of resignation, as you know, about 2 or 3 months ago. And since that time, we have suffered really in the Job Corps from a crisis of leadership.
Well, I would appoint whoever you want as acting. We can't appoint anybody until Congress gets back. And I want to make a recommendation. I'll do it the first week it's back, as I will on all the other places, but as I've stated on all these appointments that have to be confirmed, I want to make them when Congress gets back. Now, if you have, if you want Kelly and whoever you want is acting, go on and name them as acting and make it clear to them, as you just said, if they don't, if they had no problem. I have nobody in mind for them. I just want to name a bunch of people, interim places, myself, and be bound to do it in January when I have to come to that decision. And if you want to name these two men, whoever you have in mind for it, I don't care about McCroflin. I just not have him. I'd name the two that you have as acting, and then the first week in January we'll make a positive decision whether to send their name to the Senate then or not, based upon what we can decide after I have a chance to do it.
Well, I think I understand, but I'm afraid that won't really help us very much, because the man then who would be, let's say, in the Job Corps job,
he can't be anything but acting until he's confirmed, can he, Shriver?
No, he can't, Mr. President, but he would have the same insecurity in the job that the guy who is there now has. He doesn't know what's going to happen to him, and the staff under them have no idea whether or not their appointment...
Now they're going to know until Congress gets back. Congress can't act in absentia.
I know it can't, but if... I know we've made a lot of these appointments with the intention of sending it up to Congress.
I haven't. I'm just not making them that way. I've told Bill at least 7 times each time it's brought up, every stop all over the Pacific, that I don't want to do that. And I would tell you, man, I don't know anything for them or against them other than that you recommend them, and I'd be inclined to go along with your recommendation, but I don't want to get tied to the Congress till the Congress gets back, and then I'll, if I don't know anything against them, I'll go on and send their names up there. But I don't want to say that I'm going to name them in absence like I did with the Weaver thing or other things. It gets me in trouble. They think I wait till Congress gets out and then name a bunch of people. And I don't like to do that if I can avoid it.
Yes, well,
and I know this is becoming a big issue, but I don't think it needs to be. If what you say about the man is correct, he wouldn't care anyway, well, I'd go on and say, okay, your name to this place. And unless something develops between now and January we don't know about, your name will go up there in January. But the president's going to make that decision then, and he's not going to announce to the 100 senators he waited till they got home and then ran somebody in and tries to obligate them to support him. I wouldn't have him. I'd just go on and take the two that you put up, whoever it is that you prefer.
Well, I did nominate Bill Crook for that job. Everybody here thinks he would be excellent, but I feel a little hesitant. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do about asking him to leave San Marcos there.
All right, does he have to leave in December? This is the Thanksgiving. Now, do you want him to come up there in December?
Well,
if you think he would and think he could...
Back in September, we do want to do it now if we can. If it's agreeable to you.
Well, you ask him today if he's ready to go up there in December, and if he'll report to duty, when he'll report, and then get back to me with a wire.
I see. Well, could I ask for
I would much prefer to send him up. I would much prefer, if the president had that right, send him up the first week in January, along with all of my recess appointments, without announcing them now. But if it can't work in the Job Corps, or the Vista, well, we'll make a exception of it.
I see. Well, thank you very much. I'll look at it again, and if it can be postponed till then, I'll tell you.
I'm going to send cabinet officers and all undersecretaries and all of them up, and I think it's a little better with the Congress to maybe Supreme Court justices and other things to just not name them as soon as they're out of town.
Yeah.
I'd rather submit them the first day they open, and I'll try to do that. But if it can't work in this case, it can't be submitted anyway. I don't see the difference, but there may be a difference. And if you want Crooks, what is you want him for, a Job Corps?
Vista.
All right, if you want Crooks for Vista, and Crooks will come up there, and you think that's the thing to do, and it can't wait till January the 1st. My guess is he's not going to leave here Christmas anyway. but with his family. But if he can and he can move up there in the next day or two, just get back to me by wire what he'll do, and I think that he's already in the program. Maybe they can understand it, and we'll make an exception.
Thank you very much.
Good.
The other thing I wanted, do you have another minute?
Yes.
To tell you was that I was having a press conference here at 2:30 to explain to the press the effects on the local community action programs like the one in Dallas of the congressional action. I'm doing that because we're getting a large number of letters and telegrams, etc., from people in these community action programs, mayors, governors, etc., who are worried about what's going to happen to these programs locally. And rather than wait and have this come out one by one in a way which would harm you and this program, I was going to have a press conference this afternoon on that. They're coming over here at 2:30. That's one of the reasons I thought maybe these appointments might be done at the same time, but that's too late now. The other thing I wanted to tell you was that I had a long session with Ben Heineman in Chicago, and I tried to explore with him some of the possibilities for this agency. I don't have the time on the phone, you don't have the time to discuss it, but I would welcome a chance, if I could, to come down and see you if that's the most desirable thing for your, from your point of view, and give you some of the suggestions that we have. I am working with Ben and his committee, and with the Bureau of Budget people and so on, but I think this is a matter of sufficient importance that you might like to take a look at it yourself. So if that were agreeable to you, sometime next week or when at your convenience, obviously I would welcome a chance. I would really welcome it.
All right, well, Heineman have his recommendations ready by then?
Well, I don't know that he would have his by then, but I would like to at least have before you the way we're moving or what we're thinking, so that it won't come as a total surprise to you even when they come in with theirs. The reason for it, Mr. President, is that I, like everybody else, I suppose...
Why don't you go over this with Joe Califano and tell him that when he comes down Friday to bring me kind of a digest so maybe I can understand it a little better and clearer than we can over the phone. He'll come down Friday very briefly.
Friday?
Yeah.
Actually, we wouldn't be ready by then. It would be next week, probably.
All right. Well, just tell him what you're thinking, though, so he can explain it to me and see whether this is a point for me to get into it or whether I want to wait until after the group has made their recommendations.
All right, fine.
I don't want them to feel that they're being short-circuited by going direct to the boss.
Sure.
And then I'll have them on my hands resigning.
Yeah.
And the only thing I want to be careful about, I want to operate the most efficient setup that you think you can, the best way you think you can. And I want to be careful this period that we avoid some of the lobbying we got last year through the papers and the columnists and the leaks with the Loftuses and the rest of them. I'd caution you people on that until we have a chance to make our decisions. Because we don't want poverty to become an instrument of harassment for the president and the pressure group and so forth. It's a creature of the administration, not a pressure group. And I know the cities can do that without our aiding and abetting them and without my trusted lieutenants becoming parties of it. Some of the underlings may do that unless you stay pretty close to it.
Yes, well, what I'm saying here is that if your bill had been passed as you set it up there, then we would have been able to make modest progress on the entire front, you might say. But that what happened was that some things were increased out of proportion, which means that the salient, you might say, stick out. But other parts of the program necessarily go back or remain constant, despite the fact that some people want them. And I just wanted them to understand that this was not your doing, that your bill would not have caused this, but that the congressional changes are causing the dissatisfaction, which is already beginning to appear substantially across the country. Well, I'll get up something for Joe to bring down.
That's good.
And then if I talk with Crook or these people and you feel, and I feel, and they feel that they can, that this is essential, that he might then be willing to consider making an announcement that their names would be sent up in January.
Yes, I would. I would prefer not to. I've told everybody that, that I don't want to be waiting until the Congress goes home and then jerking in people that way. I had that problem with Weaver. I had to take a lot of heat on it. I think that they go in with it. If I were going to be nominated, I wouldn't want to be. Because I think that what happens is, I think you just go on and make them acting. That's all right. I don't object to that. That doesn't imply, though, that they're going to be confirmed. I think that it leaves a little indication, the fellow himself, that he wanted to wait till Congress got out so he could get by. Maybe it'd make him take a little closer look at him. But if he wants it done that way, and as far as Crook's concerned, I'm satisfied that